الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين يقول سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فيا إخوتي والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ويقول سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما My dear respected brothers and sisters Allah سبحانه وتعالى has prepared for his good servants, a paradise. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر واقرأوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون I have prepared for my servants things that which no eye has seen and no ear has heard and no human mind has ever thought of. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for His good servants is something never eyes seen before, never ears has heard before, no human mind has thought of. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, if you want, you can read when and recite when Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul know what is kept for her of the joy and reward for what فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَنُونَ. And that is the reward what they used to do before. My topic today is the Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for His good servants. What's in it? What's in there? There is hadith within Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سأل موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزلا قال هو رجل يجيء بعدما أدخل أهل الجنة الجنة فيقال له أدخل الجنة فيقول أي رب كيف وقد أخذ الناس وقد نزل الناس منازلهم وأخذوا أخذاتهم فيقال له أترضى أن يكون لك مثل ملك ملك من ملوك الدنيا فيقول رضيت يا رب فيقول لك لك ذلك ومثله 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 فيقول في الخامسة رضيت رب فيقول هذا لك وعشرة أمثالك ولك ما اشتهت نفسك ولذت عينك فيقول رضيت قال موسى رب فأعلاهم منزلة قال أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي وختمت عليها فلم تر عين ولم تسمع أذن ولم يقطر على قلب بشر. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, he asked his Lord, oh my Lord, who will be of the lowest grade in the people of the paradise? Who is the lowest person in the Jannah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it will be a person who will arrive when all the people of the paradise enter the paradise. And Allah will be asked that person, go and enter the paradise. And that person will go and will look at the Jannah before he enter. He says, oh my Lord, how can I enter when everyone has settled in his place and all of them, all places have been occupied? He will be asked, would you like to have as much as a king of the world had in his position? Do you like to get one of the king of the world, whatever he possess, you like to get like this? And he will say, oh my Lord, I agree. Then Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may have so much as like the king have. You will have so much as the king have. And Allah will say till the fifth time, that servant will say, oh my Lord, I'm satisfied, I'm happy. That's enough for me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, he will say, oh my Lord, I am satisfied. And Allah will say to him, you will be given as much as the king of the world has, plus 10 times of that. 10 times. And he will be happy and say, oh my Lord, I'm happy. Then Musa will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh my Lord, who will be the highest, the person in the paradise? And Allah will say to him, oh Musa, these people who will be the highest in the paradise, whom I shall honor with my own hands, and whose status will be sealed, attested by me, I will bestow such things which no eye has seen, no ears has heard, no human mind would have thought of. What I cannot tell you, because you cannot imagine. The highest one, those who will go to the paradise. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Jannah, whatever inside the Jannah, it's not what we have today. For example, if you eat today an apple or orange, and you eat again, the taste will be the same. But in the Jannah, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be given something, they look like each other, similar. But once they taste, the taste will not be the same the one they tasted before. The apple will not be the same. The orange will not be the same. The mango will not be the same. Because if the same mango or same orange or same apple, maybe the person will be bored to eat. You cannot eat every day a chicken, as they say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change each minute and each time what they are getting to eat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, there will be in the Jannah. And Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna fil jannati suqa, ya'tunaha kulla jum'ah, fatahubbu rihu shimal, فتحثوا في وجوههم وثيابهم فيزدادون حسنا وجمالا فيرجعون إلى أهليهم وقد ازدادوا حسنا وجمالا فيقول لهم أهلهم والله لقد ازددتم حسنا وجمالا فيقولون والله ولقد زدتم بعدنا حسنا وجمالا. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will be a market in the Jannah. And the people of the Jannah, they will go to that market every Friday. So when they are in that market, there will be wind will come from the north. And this wind, the wind went there, it come from the north. The breeze of that wind will give them perfume and will change their appearance, their clothes. So when they go back to their families, to their homes, the people they left from home will say, you are not the same one as I know before. You change. And they will say too, you also change. What that means is, whatever in the Jannah, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the person, so he will not be adept in the Jannah. He will not be bored in the Jannah. So that wind in every Friday will change the person, will make him a new person, a new life. Everything will be anew to him. That's the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the Jannah we see or we taste in this dunya. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when the people of the Jannah go inside to the Jannah, Allah will say to them subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you satisfied? Are you happy? And they will say, oh my, our Lord, why we will not be happy? You have given us something you did not give anybody. You bestow us your favor. Why we will not be happy? Then Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you wish or want to give you another thing which is better than what you have? And they will say, our Lord, what is the better than what we have? Then Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي وَلَا أَسْخَطُ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا, I will be pleased with you. I will shower my pleasure on you. and I will never be after that angry with you. And you will see me in your own eyes. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qiyamah, faces will be delighted that day. They will look and see their Lord. And when they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah, they will forget everything that they have seen in the Jannah. Then Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala, from now you have long life. You will be a young forever. You will not be old. You will be health all the time. You will not get sick. And you will stay here forever. And they will be happy. If someone will die because of the happiness, they will die that day. But there is no death in the Jannah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for you, my dear respected brothers and sisters. But the question is, who will go there? Inshallah, we'll say next khutbah, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ينادي مناد إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا وإن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا وإن لكم أن تشبوا فلا تهرموا أبدا وإن لكم أن تنعموا فلا تيأسوا أبدا رواه مسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when the dwellers of the paradise, the inmates of the paradise had entered in, the call will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, people of the paradise, you will live here forever. You will never die. You will always be in good health. You will not ever fall ill. You will remain always young and will never grow old. You will always be in comfort and will not ever come across any trouble. There will not be any trouble. So the question is, who will be that, those people who will be in the paradise? Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. The successes, successful indeed, are the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Those who, with their prayers, are khashi'un. When they are in the prayer, they have khushu'. Khushu' is the fear with tranquility when you are in the prayer. Khushu' means when your heart is empty everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your gaze lower, when you don't move in the prayer. When you look forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have anything that make you busy when you are in the prayer. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Who do not pay any attention, anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has this quality are the one who will enter the paradise. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Those who pay their zakah, the charity. Every year when the time comes, he will pay what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made obligatory on him. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their privates, they do not do anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who turn away the lagw. The lagw is falsehood. They will not be witness with the falsehood. اللغو means anything that will not have any benefit in this life and the life after. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they pass the lagw, the people when they have lagw, something which does not have any benefit, they will pass by with dignity. They don't associate with them. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who are faithfully true on their amanat and their confident. Amanat means when they are entrusted with something, they do not betray that trust, but they fulfill. If anyone trusts you something, or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by anybody, if you have been trusted with something, you don't betray it to that person. You fulfill your trust. And when you make a promise for something, even for your kids, you fulfill your promise, unless you don't do any promise. This is the quality of the people of the paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayatul Munafiq thalatha, the sign of the Munafiq is three. When he speaks, he lies. When he has been interested something, he betrays. When he promises, he breaks his promise. So look these qualities, and you have to avoid if you want to be one of the people of the paradise. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who strictly guard their salah, their prayer. They offer on time. One of this companion asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the most dear action by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Rasulullah said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as-salatu ala waqtiha, prayer at the appointed time. Do not, my brother and sister, pray your all prayers in one time in the night. Some of us, we do the fajr and asr and maghrib and dhuhr in isha time. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe to those who are praying. They forget their prayer. They put all prayers in one time and they do it. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids. And also Rasulullah says sallallahu alayhi, مَنْ تَرَكَ السَّلَاةَ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Anyone who did not pray, he is considered as a kafir, because he rejected the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. These people are the people of the paradise, and they will be inheritance. Because Rasulullah said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, each of us, either a believer or not, has two positions, in the hellfire and in the Jannah. When the people of the Jannah enter the Jannah, there will be inheritance, those who go to the hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.